from the Gunflint Tavern for the local music project, Joe, Jesse, Al, Oikri. Quite a combo here. Nice to see you guys out tonight. Joe, I'm used to seeing you out playing solo, performing a lot of your original tunes as well as some covers. What's it like playing with these two?
It's really a joy. I first started playing with Jesse a little bit recently when she's had a little more time. And then I've always wanted to work, you know, with other musicians. I always heard it on my stuff, my originals especially. And it's really a treat. It's like a little too good. It's like Christmas, you know. It's like Christmas. And so my only fear is that I actually lose track of the audience because I'm enjoying myself so much.
What's it like for you having someone on harmony with you?
Just adding Jesse to my solo stuff, I'm able to gain command of an audience a lot sooner than I can alone. You know, it's just there's something about two people that, you know, is more interesting than one, I guess. And some people know that we're partners in life, and that there's a certain energy if you're getting along that day.
A cool change. I know that it's time for a cool change. And I know that my life is so rearranged. I know that it's time for a cool change.
Both Al and Jesse, you two seem to just kind of sneak right in there and it gels, which I don't think is easy to do. Is it hard for you?
With a lot of projects I've been involved with, I've worked with a variety of characters and personalities and temperaments, and over the years you start learning how to be able to get along. You turn into a psychologist at times, but basically I can, if the music is good, I can get along with anybody, and I think there's just a lot of common ground, you know, with the three of us. I'm a huge fan of Joe's writing. It's not that he's just a performer. I mean, his songwriting is amazing. He delivers it really well. I admire people that can sing their own music for so many years and you know, have a following. And I first heard him in 1994, 95, so I've known of Joe for quite a few years, so it's been fun to finally grab an instrument or two or three and play some music with him.
So how has it been for you to get to this point where you're standing up in front of a room, which on Friday night was jam-packed for hours on end, belting it out?
It's been a really amazing ride because Joe's really had to like hold my hand and coach me the whole way because I'm totally shy and stage fright. But it's something that I've always loved doing. I've always loved singing, and so to get to sing and give time to it and be in front of people and share that energy and largely to share his songs is a huge, huge deal for me. So it's great, totally great.
Is there any way to end all the tears? Is there any way to stop the fear? Always looking forward to the day. Is there any way to end all the tears? Is there any way to stop the fear? Always looking forward to the day when all your dreams fall into play.
And Joe, where do you have a vision for where you see this going, or is it just for fun and see what happens?
Part of the reason that it works with Jesse and Al is because there's a, you know, for lack of a better way to say it, there's sort of a spiritual connection. Sorry. Sorry for using that word, but I don't know what other word to use. But that's part of why they're able to play with me and not feel like they're taking over or anything. And yet at the same time, you're like, oh, they're making a lot of noise that goes with it. Why is it not taking away from it? It's because they're sensing the spirit of what it is that I'm actually trying to accomplish here, you know. And so I would really like to keep doing that with my music, because it adds so much. It's just really difficult to find something that works, you know. It's like a marriage, so I've heard and experienced. Not that we're married or anything, but
So do you think it'll playing with Al and Jesse will change how you write in the future?
Oh, I never thought about that. Actually, Jesse and I just started writing together this last year, and it's been really, really fun. So I guess, yeah, it does. And to me, music, if somebody plays an instrument and plays it the way that their soul is telling them to play it, to me, that is part of the songwriting. So it's, to me, it's already happening. And that's why I'm standing up here smiling so much when I'm playing, because I'm hearing my songs with other people are contributing their songwriting to it. That's what I call it, because it is. It's songwriting.
You might see me in the morning. You might see me in the end. You might see me when the sun comes shining through the sky again. There's a man who wants to kill me. He don't care if I'm still alive. The only thing he wants is my soul.
You've been listening to WTIP's Local Music Project, featuring the work of Joe Pollock, Jesse Nicholson, and multi-instrumentalist Al Oikri. To hear today's edition of the Local Music Project or past episodes, log on to WTIP.org, where you can find full-length interviews, including performance video. This edition of the Local Music Project was produced by me, Kathy Quinn, and is funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.